For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Monday, October 5th. What to know today about President Trump's battle with COVID-19, the extensive medical treatment he's getting, and who in his inner circle has also come down with the virus. Also, the Supreme Court is back, which high-profile cases justices will be taking up starting this week, plus a growing outbreak in the NFL, which emoji is changing because of the pandemic, and a boom in tofu sales. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We're now at least 3 days into President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis. In the days since he first announced he tested positive, the president has been getting all kinds of treatment. On Friday, he was flown via helicopter to Walter Reed National Medical Center. He's still there now, but as of Sunday, the White House doctor said he could be released from the hospital as soon as today, so we'll see. But his trip to Walter Reed in itself caused some concern, because the White House has a full medical staff who can treat the president from his residence unless he needs more serious care. Still, the White House doctor, Navy Commander Sean Conley, says President Trump is doing well and has been able to keep working from his hospital suite throughout the weekend. Though Conley also admitted there have been ups and downs in the president's condition, and he's been hesitant to share the details because he doesn't want to cause alarm. In fact, various messages from White House officials have caused some confusion about the president's condition and the timeline of his diagnosis. But here's what we know so far. A group of Trump's doctors said Trump had a high fever Friday, as well as a cough and some congestion. Also, his blood oxygen levels dropped twice, first on Friday, then again on Saturday. So Trump received supplemental oxygen at the White House before he was flown to the hospital. Also Friday, he was given the antiviral drug remdesivir, as well as an experimental antibody cocktail from Regeneron. Then Saturday, the president was given dexamethasone. Remember, that's a commonly used steroid that's been shown to help patients who have severe cases of COVID-19. It's not typically used in mild or moderate cases. Still, President Trump posted a video of himself on social media yesterday. He was standing in a suit jacket, and he said he's learned a lot about COVID-19 the past couple of days. He also praised his doctors and supporters. People with Trump 2020 signs have been gathered outside the hospital since Friday. In fact, shortly after the video was posted, President Trump visited those crowds outside. Secret Service agents drove the president past his supporters while Trump waved from the back seat. A White House spokesman said the trip was approved by medical staff and appropriate precautions had been taken. For example, Trump was wearing a mask, and of course, he stayed in the car. But still, the ride sparked criticism. One Walter Reed doctor called the impromptu motorcade insanity, tweeting that every person who was in that vehicle will now have to be quarantined for 2 weeks, that they might get sick and could even die. So what comes next? Again, President Trump's doctors say they're thinking about letting him return to the White House as early as today and finish his recovery there. But some doctors not involved in treating Trump told Reuters it would be unlikely for him to really be out and about back on the campaign trail in the next couple weeks. We'll keep you updated. The coronavirus has quickly spread through President Trump's inner circle. Remember, we told you Friday, First Lady Melania Trump tested positive and is said to be experiencing mild symptoms. Since then, we've learned several other top Republicans were also diagnosed last week, including RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien, former White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, and three GOP senators. They and other senators have gone into isolation. And because of that, the Senate will not be meeting as planned this week. Of course, more COVID-19 cases could still be confirmed. Health officials in New Jersey say they're trying to track down more than 200 people who attended a Trump fundraising event at his golf course there on Thursday. The White House told CNN it's working on contact tracing for other events, too, since the president went to about 10 private fundraisers and rallies in the last week. But the good news is there are a lot of people who have been in close contact with the president who have, for now, stayed healthy. Among those who've tested negative over the weekend are all of President Trump's sons and daughters, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, Biden's running mate Senator Kamala Harris, and Vice President Mike Pence. Though keep in mind, it can take several days before there's enough virus in someone's system for it to actually show up positive on a test. Meanwhile, the Biden campaign is taking down all negative ads and will only promote positive messages for now. Biden wrote on Twitter, quote, "We will continue to pray for the health and safety of the president and his family." California's historic wildfire season is breaking even more records, and not in a good way. Thousands of wildfires have now burned well over 4 million acres in the state this year. And now the amount of charred land is more than double the previous record in 2018. NBC News reports as many as 20,000 firefighters coming from all over the world, as far away as Israel, have responded to California's fires this year. The worst of the fires have been in Northern California's wine country. As the San Francisco Chronicle reports, the Glass Fire now has damaged 17 Napa Valley wineries, and overall more than 36,000 people in Sonoma and Napa counties have evacuated. The good news, though, weather could help firefighters this week. There's a chance of rain and cooler temperatures in Northern California. Today, Supreme Court justices are returning to the bench. The new 9-month term is starting, even though the court is shorthanded since Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death last month. But the highest court can continue on even with only 8 justices. And they have a series of major cases to tackle. For now, they'll all be heard via teleconference because of the pandemic. One of the most anticipated cases of this term starts this Wednesday. Justices will be weighing a copyright fight between tech giant Google and software company Oracle. Oracle is accusing Google of copying some of its software code to build the Android operating system, and Oracle says Google owes them $9 billion. Google says, though, it did not do anything illegal. Then next month, justices will hear 2 other high-profile cases. One is about the scope of religious rights versus discrimination laws. It's specifically over Philadelphia's Catholic agency not allowing foster children to go to same-sex couples. The city stopped placing children in that agency, saying it was discriminatory. Well, now the court will have to decide if that's okay. Also next month, there's a case over the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. The Trump administration and Republican-led states are trying to overturn the health care law, though the court could take months to rule. And this Supreme Court could end up deciding the election. President Trump has already said he wants the court to be available to handle any campaign-related cases. Oh, and remember, there's a chance a 9th justice could be added soon, but she would need to be seated before the start of oral arguments on any particular case in order to take part in deciding the eventual ruling. So stay tuned. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. I've heard from so many of you that you appreciate The Newsworthy because it's concise and you don't need a lot of time to get a lot of information. Well, a unique and powerful app called Blinkist also offers the key takeaways quickly, but instead of news, it's all about nonfiction books. And it's your choice whether you read or listen. Either way, you only need about 15 minutes to learn the need-to-know information from more than 3,000 nonfiction bestsellers in over 27 different categories. For me, Blinkist complements my regular reading and listening. It helps me preview a bunch of different books or audiobooks, getting valuable information from each one, but then also deciding which ones are actually worth investing in more. I think you'll enjoy the popular bestseller, Everything Is Effed, a book about hope. Or find a Blink about your career or hobby with Blinks like How to Win at the Sport of Business by Mark Cuban. Just go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership. You can also get 65% off audiobooks that are yours to keep forever. That's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. The 145th running of the Preakness Stakes was Saturday, and it was a dramatic one. The horse Swiss Skydiver took home the crown in a photo finish. She went nose-to-nose with the horse Authentic, who was the heavy favorite to win. But in the end, Swiss Skydiver crossed the finish line first, and her win was definitely notable. She was the sole female horse, or filly, on the field Saturday, and NBC Sports reports she's only the 6th filly to ever win the Preakness. Her win capped off the last of the 2020 Triple Crown races. The Belmont Stakes and Kentucky Derby were earlier this year. All 3 races were won by different horses. The NFL's coronavirus outbreak is getting worse. Multiple teams are now dealing with disruptions because of the virus. As of now, the Tennessee Titans are dealing with the worst of it. ESPN reports at least 10 of the team's players and 10 personnel have tested positive for COVID-19. And the team is shuffling its schedule to deal with this. It was supposed to play this week, but it was pushed to later this month. CBS Sports reports the Titans are also under investigation by the NFL. The league is looking into whether they broke any COVID-19 safety rules that may have led to this outbreak. If that's the case, they could be facing major penalties like fines. Meanwhile, other teams have their own virus-related issues. The New England Patriots starting quarterback Cam Newton confirmed on his Instagram that he has the virus. The Kansas City Chiefs practice squad quarterback has COVID-19 as well. The teams were actually supposed to play each other yesterday, but the game was pushed back one night. It's now on for tonight. Of course, the infected players will be sitting this one out. Apple is rolling out a new mask emoji. There is already one that shows one of the classic yellow faces wearing a surgical mask. It's gotten especially popular during the pandemic, but now Apple is making it look happier. It's going to have friendlier eyes and eyebrows and rosy cheeks. And it'll basically look like the emoji is smiling under the mask. The idea is this will help normalize mask wearing, and the emoji will no longer imply that only sick people are wearing masks. Emojipedia says the new emoji will roll out in the next iOS update. And by the way, Samsung also made its mask emoji look a little happier back in March. Today is World Teachers Day. It's designed to both appreciate and empower teachers, and it's also a chance to raise awareness about the issues and challenges they face. The day falls on October 5th because that's when the United Nations adopted guidelines to promote the status of teachers around the world. That happened back in 1966. And now more than 100 countries commemorate World Teachers Day. And this is an especially important year to celebrate them, since teachers have faced so many obstacles instructing children and helping reopen schools during the pandemic. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about how sales of tofu are skyrocketing right now. The soy-based food has always been a staple among vegans, and now it's pretty much gone mainstream. For example, sales spiked 40% in the first half of this year compared to last year, and shortages have been reported from coast to coast. In fact, tofu became so popular, the Washington Post reports an extra million packs were shipped from South Korea just to keep up with the demand. So what's behind this? Well, some say it's because tofu is a healthy and affordable protein, so it might appeal to shoppers who are trying to cut costs. Others say it's because the U.S. has seen some meat supply disruptions because of the pandemic. Either way, we'll have to wait and see if the tofu trend sticks. For now, Google searches for tofu recipes are up. In fact, they've doubled since March. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.